As Operation Iraqi Freedom rolled through Baghdad in the spring of 2003, an estimated 15,000 artifacts disappeared from the country's museums and archaeological sites. Many were hidden by museum curators and staff. Others were taken by looters, only to appear on the international black market or as souvenirs offered for sale to coalition troops. Now, some of those stolen antiquities are returning home. Last month, the Federal Bureau of Investigation announced its first recovery of looted cultural property from Iraq, 8 ancient Babylonian seals, 4 to 5,000 years old. A U.S. soldier purchased the tiny stone cylinders, each smaller than a child's thumb, as souvenirs before leaving Iraq. But when he got home, he had a feeling the artifacts were more valuable than he originally thought. And, says FBI Special Agent John Eckenrode, he was right.
Upon his return home, the soldier showed these to an archaeology professor who informed him they were real and that it was illegal to remove them from Iraq. He immediately expressed his desire to give them to the proper authorities so that they could be returned to the people of Iraq.
The soldier paid $300 US for the seals. Their market value is 100 times that amount. Archaeologist Richard Zettler says it's impossible to calculate their value to scholars of the ancient world.
Cylinder seals are actually small stone or shell cylinders with incised designs on them that were rolled on malleable material to make a raised relief narrative. And they were used in antiquity impressed on lumps of clay that were used to secure doors, bags, boxes, other types of containers to keep them accessible only to authorized persons. They were also rolled on clay tablets to document the authenticity of the text so that they were one of the really first administrative and legal technologies that the ancient peoples of Mesopotamia employed.
Mr. Zettler, who participated in many digs in Iraq in the 1970s, says cylinder seals were used on a daily basis in the Babylonian communities along the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. The recovered seals were repatriated in a simple ceremony last month at the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology. Said Ahmad, a member of the Iraqi mission to the United Nations, accepted the antiquities on behalf of his government.
We are thankful for all those people from the FBI, the Pennsylvanian professors and the museum, and even the soldier that he bring these articles to the museum and decided to return back to its proper country, which is Iraq. Thank you very much.
But before being returned home, Mr. Ahmad said the seals will be displayed at the Archaeology Museum.
It's a humanitarian cultural heritage, so it's not belong just to Iraq, Iraqi people, it belongs to humanity.
Since the war in Iraq began, there has been an alarming increase in the number of antiquities stolen by syndicates of organized art thieves. According to the FBI, many of those relics end up in the United States, part of a black market that traffics in $5 to $8 billion worth of art treasures each year. Given the severity of the problem, last year the FBI created the Art Crime Team. The Bureau's Deborah Pierce says it is dedicated to recovering the world's stolen artwork.
Following the looting of the Iraqi Museum, it was brought to our attention that we needed to have a more cohesive FBI presence. This is a multinational and multi-international agency effort, and the FBI's ACT, our Art Crime Team, joins France, England, Italy, and Spain with their art crime teams to address these problems more effectively.
With this increased cooperation among international authorities and awareness by those who might find antiquities for sale, the hope is that more of Iraq's stolen cultural heritage will come home. I'm Stacia DeMarco in Philadelphia.